From whence do bad business ideas originate? They are all around us all the time. You just have to know how to listen. And you're in the right place for listening to some harebrained schemes, because we've collected all the bad business ideas from July 2017. It was going to be just the best ones, but what is best, really? Subjective. This episode is being brought to you by To a Certain Degree. Nick and a guest or guests tape live in front of a radio audience every Monday on WPRK in Winter Park, Florida. Eventually, that broadcast is turned into a podcast and put up on iTunes, Stitcher, and toacertaindegree.com. Listen to that too, why don't you? Without further ado, bad business ideas.
We're going to do a little segment called Bad Business Ideas, and guess what? I've got a Bad Business Ideas song this week.
Oh.
So we're going to play that.
All right.
Bad Business Ideas. It's time to pick just one. It's going to be totally
catchy.
We hope it won't hurt anyone. So come on, have some fun.
Wow.
That is amazing. And there's a little PSA, don't hurt anyone.
Right, like, and it's going to be totally legal. It's capitalism as seen through the eyes of a child, one of the really mean ones from Lord of the Flies.
Goodness.
Innovate like nobody's watching or listening or in the room. We focus on startups without the smart-ups. Before we get started, so what I'm going to do is present two ideas to you.
All right.
And by being on the show, I don't know if you realize this, so a lot of our guests don't, my guests, because as if there's the royal we behind me, that by being on the show, you're legally obligated to run with one of these ideas.
Okay.
So you have to choose one. I know you're busy. Flight of Ideas takes up a lot of time facilitating and a lot of the good work you do. But I'm sure you're going to have, you're such a good businessman that you'll have no problem running
with one of these ideas. I will make whatever you offer me fly.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do, because Flight of Ideas, that's what we're about.
That is exactly. And you are all about get what the universe gives to you. Do something.
You got
to
work it out. Well, you do work it out whether you like it or not. You know, it's just whether or not you like the solution you work it out for. So
before we get to yours, I just wanted to get some gut reactions. So sometimes I come up with some halfway bad ideas. They might be good. They might be bad. So I wanted to see what you guys thought. So just gut checks. Give me some initial feedback. Ready? Okay. Real quick. Dogs can't see colors. And most dog toys, very colorful. Black and white dog toys.
No. And dogs, I believe, can see blue.
You're the dog expert.
This is a thing. I believe
I think
they
they're colorblind.
They could see blue or sort of see shades of certain colors. I'm pretty sure about this.
Katrina has dog eyes, so she knows.
I know.
I would like to interject and say colorblindness doesn't mean that they can't see colors. It's that they can't perceive and tell the difference between colors.
Okay, but still, we're wasting a lot of ink on colorful dog toys. So it's mainly for us that the dog toys are colorful. The dogs don't care.
Black and white toys would be so gloomy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
so it is a bad business idea. I like this. So we'll use it later.
Okay.
A dating app that is also a real estate app. You swipe right on the houses that you like and meet your match at the open house.
Oh, creepy. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to live at the house with them?
You do have to live at the house.
Like,
something I was just going to add that you said. I'm going to take credit for it, but it's
a great
idea. Yeah. So that makes it a bad business idea. Okay. Listen to this name. What does it make you think of most? Or what do you think is worse? Steak My Day. Is it a service that will put up a tent anytime, no questions asked? Or is it a spray that makes everything smell like steak and taste like steak?
I thought, when I heard steak, I thought like food steak. So I'm going with the spray.
Spray, okay.
Yeah.
Like anything.
Anything.
It tastes like steak.
That microphone. The coffee.
It then tastes like steak.
The coffee poured on the microphone, which please don't do.
If it tastes like steak, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. All bets are off.
I immediately thought like vampire assassination.
I thought of that one too, but they're not real. They're like unicorns and giraffes. They're
so
mythical creatures.
What you're saying is you wouldn't get a lot of visits.
Probably not.
Yeah. Steak My Day, the vampire killing service.
Yeah.
Again, we've been in a basement.
Maybe it's steak training service. Like, hey, just in case you ever run across a vampire, you got to know what to do. There's some steak training.
Yeah, we don't know what's going out. What's going on out there?
How
we
hard do you have to prove the person you want to get staked is a vampire? Because then we could be staking people all the time, no problem.
Well, it's like the witch hunt.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like you're burning them. Yeah. If you're not a witch, you'll be fine.
No, yeah. you'll be bad.
Yeah. It's terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
To prove you.
I think it was sound.
It was a bad one.
Sometimes I come up with ideas and I realize that they're already out there in the world. So these are just things that come to me that may or not be a solution to things that are out there. So last week I was thinking about it and, you know, thinking about voicemail, and I hate voicemail. Mm-hmm. I don't like listening to it or anything else, but I would like the ability to put in custom messages for different people. So if my sister calls, she gets this message. If my boss calls, they get this message. It's already out there.
Right.
So what I was thinking is, could we do something a little bit different, or could we build on that? What if we recorded the greetings ourselves and we gave them to people? Because not everybody has time to record their own greetings, and they want to do custom greetings. So let's do a quick role play, because I don't mind putting you on the spot, because you're the guest.
I'm spottable.
Yeah, and so if we could just record some quick messages, if you could just go ahead and record for it. So I'll be the engineer here. You'll be the talent, of course. Do you want to stay Bob, or do you want to be another person?
I think I'll be another person.
Okay, so I'll be Merle, the engineer.
Okay.
And you could be Chester,
I'll be the Chester talent. Okay, I'm Chester.
Okay. Chester, okay, we're gonna need to record some messages today. Let's go ahead and knock out all the ones for Mom. Is that all right?
All right. All right.
Okay. So if you could just give me, this is just a outgoing voicemail message, just a warm one for Mom.
Hi, Mom. Sorry I couldn't be here for you when you called. I love you very, very much, and I hope that you forgive me and my absence. I will see you soon.
And Chester, that's just fantastic. Could you do, okay, so we just do one a little bit warmer than that.
Mommy. I love you, Mommy. I want to hold you, Mommy. Hold me, Mama. It's me, Chester.
That was great. Now, don't say your name, because this is actually, we're going to sell these to other people.
Oh,
that's fine.
But there, hey, the Chester market is pretty big.
It's pretty, there's a lot of Chesters. We have a lot of Chesters signed up for this service. Prepping, okay, so this one, the next call you call your mom is going to be asking for money. So this is, she's leaving a message, and you're just trying to prep her for that.
Hey, Mom, I'm sorry I couldn't be here right now because I have no money. I have no resources. I'm out on the street trying to find something to eat, perhaps a cat or squirrel. But when I get back, I hope I have the time to talk to you. And perhaps, you know, we could talk about things like, I don't know, money.
That's great. That was very aggressive. Thank you.
I do think, though, that it would result in some cash.
It would. It's something. Let's go a little passive. You're mad at her, but you don't want her to know for sure that you're upset.
Hi, Mom. Sorry I couldn't be here for you right now. Like, you weren't for me most of my childhood. I love you anyways, and I'll talk to you when I get back.
Very nice. And scene. So I think that might work as a future bad business idea, because I think the other hallmark of it, a bad business idea, is when you have people getting upset that they get a custom message, or that other people got a custom message and that they didn't. So I think that would be a big component of it. And I like that idea.
I think the concept of custom message is like the concept of a form letter. Oh, look, you know, I'm trying to make it seem personal, but the fact is you're still talking to my machine. And, you know, and I have to tell you, I have an issue with form letters. You send me a form letter after I've worked with you, I probably won't work with you again.
Ever again.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like being married to someone for 30 years and when they walk through the door, introducing yourself to them. You know, it's
does that happen a lot?
Not in my life. Not yet in my life. You know, we'll see what happens. But I think we need to be more. I want to hear live people answering the phone. I want to talk to people in person. You know, I feel like I'm getting on a mantra here. And I love electronic media. I really do. But I like the personal stuff better.
Okay, so I'm glad this wasn't a pitch for this particular bad business idea, because I don't think you're down with this one.
You know something? I would not come up with it myself.
Uh-huh.
And if a client came up with it, I would probably advise them in a different direction. However, if they said this is non-negotiable, I'd find a way to make it interesting and fun.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Mark, may I call you Mark?
Yes, you may.
Great. Expert Timing, may I call you Expert Timing?
Yep.
Great. Sure. Bob, may I call you Bob?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Frank and Ryan, may I call you Frank and Ryan?
Absolutely.
Or Fryan.
Great. Have you ever been lonely?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah, that's great. Not that you've been lonely, but that you know that feeling. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like a weird presence in your house or maybe been spooked out?
This is getting too creepy. Yeah.
Well, ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah. Okay.
We have a lot of sage, though.
Yeah. I firmly believe if you keep your house temperature below, like, 73 degrees,
They hate the cold.
You're inviting a ghost, actually.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
no, they like
making it ghost hospitable. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ghost
so
Airbnb.
That's a good thing we're in Florida.
Yeah.
Great.
Don't do it.
Do you have stuff around your home? So we're 2 for 2 so far. Do you have stuff around your home you may not want anymore, but you can't really donate it? It's, like, maybe not in good enough shape to donate, but you don't want to throw it out because it's, like, you don't want to just fill up the landfill and stuff. Do you have stuff like that around your house?
Oh, our house definitely has
sure.
that.
Yeah. Gibran, what about you?
No.
No. Okay. So no 2 out of 3 on that one. Fine. So loneliness, feeling with phantom presence, and stuff you're kind of, you know, stuck with. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
With those three things?
No.
That's correct. We're going to haunt people so they feel less lonely.
Okay. Okay.
And we're going to use other people's stuff. We're going to help people like you if you wanted to get rid of your stuff.
Okay.
Get rid of that stuff without guilt of throwing it away because we're going to put it in other people's
houses.
We're
going to curse it and then give it to people.
No. We're just going to put it in their house.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is it's a subscription service and it is called Spectre Connector. What we're going to do is people are going to give us access to their house. We're going to go in and move some stuff around, not like in a belligerent or mean way, but just in a way that, oh, I don't remember that being there. And then they feel like there's a presence in the house.
Okay.
They feel like there's somebody they can talk
just
to.
Improve the feng shui
yeah.
of the room
or
make them feel better.
Yeah. And then what we'll do is we'll also get rid of stuff for people by putting it in the house of the people we're quote unquote haunting. Again, air quotes.
Okay.
Do
you get where I'm going with this?
So just like a random doll will appear
yeah.
in this
yeah.
house.
Yeah. And then every night it'll get closer to you. Well, that might be creepy. So maybe
so
not.
Like keep going into these people's houses for like
oh, no,
a
no,
contracted
no. We're
amount
going
of time.
To, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll make sure they're not home. We'll go in, move some stuff around. We'll leave. They feel like there's somebody.
So it'll be like a messed up book and they like throw it away. And then the next day it's back in the house in the same spot.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Okay, yeah.
I get
you. We can do any of that. Again, it's your imagination. It's going to be your company.
How does this work for our employees? Like, you get, like, a route. Like, I go to
this house. Yeah, like a paper route, but it's a ghost route.
You work, like, weird hours.
You go very weird hours.
I bet you that schedule
is although, it might be during the day, because if they're at work.
Yeah, okay.
How do you feel about writing messages on mirrors and lipstick?
Oh, very nice.
Is that
or
an add-on?
Yeah, where it steams.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
To bring back voicemails
way
and leave creepy voicemails like in Scream.
Do we have like a policy though?
Oh, back to Scream.
The biggest plot device in Scream, voicemail.
Yes. Yep. Same thing for Home Alone.
I feel like people are going to start getting attached to their workers though. Because like they're going to be like, no, this isn't how Jeff does it. This is Timmy. He comes by every Thursday and moves the book and I just really like Timmy. I know he's not.
So that's a good point. So maybe, so you would keep notes on what you do in the house.
Yeah.
And so if you do something repetitively, the next person would know. Because you're right, there is going to be some turnover.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to be a professional ghost for their whole life.
Right.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to happen.
I mean, we'll offer like a decent benefits package to maybe like encourage to stay at the job, right?
I think if they're contractors as ghosts, you don't have to offer any benefits because they're ghosts.
What
do they need?
I think it's all about attitude if you're going to be a ghost. You know, do you have the good...
Do you have the ghost attitude?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have that specter vision?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on the team? You know, are you on the team here?
Yeah. Oh, are you asking us?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm like, are we...
I wasn't sure. I'm on the team.
Yeah, we're on team ghost.
Yeah.
Questions are confusing.
Yeah. We could make clay pottery together.
Yeah.
That's actually something different.
Okay. That's an
Spectre
extra
connector. That's just business. Idea two, guys.
Okay. Right.
Still got one more. You do a lot of consulting with businesses and nonprofits, and I would imagine a big part of what you do is getting them to communicate better, getting them to collaborate better.
The single greatest issue in every organization I've ever worked with in the history of my professional life is communication.
Yep.
Every single one of them. But for some reason, it's an unnatural act for human beings to communicate beyond their individual tribes. And so when we find between departments, communication breaks down. So communication, collaboration, those are two things that I help a lot of my clients with.
Perfect. Well, this is perfect because what I'm pitching here is a company called Woke Signals.
Woke.
And so the idea is that sometimes when we're communicating at work, maybe we don't realize we're stepping on people's toes, that we're saying things that might be, you know, considered a little bit anachronistic or potentially offensive in some cases. So what we would do is produce some sort of lighting system that could be built into glasses or in somebody's office. And this could be an automated system, or it could be actually somebody listening in on your conversations. And so when you're good, the light is green.
Yeah.
When you start down a path that maybe you should be a little more cautious, the light turns yellow. And if you start like a sentence like, hey, you want to hear a joke? I'm just letting you know it's a little off color. Then it goes completely red, you know, or you start gossiping or something like that, red. So that would be Woke Signal. So we'd create this potentially if it's automated, it would be an algorithm that would just listen in.
Can you tell me about that name, Woke?
Woke. Yeah. So the idea is that if, you know, culturally, I think that the idea behind Woke is that I think it was Erykah Badu who came up with this this term, or in a song. It's about being woke in terms of understanding who you're talking to culturally.
Okay. All right.
So instead of smoke signals, it's woke signals.
I have to tell you something. I kind of love this idea. I think we should be our own woke signals, that we should be comfortable enough to tell people rather than have a light show people.
Right.
You know, that you're wandering into territory. But I think this is kind of a, this is a fun censorship idea. And that's exactly what it is, by the way. It is,
oh, yeah.
It is somebody else imposing their view of what you should and shouldn't say out there. But you know something? Mind control, that's kind of what's happening in the corporate world these days. So why not just go ahead and do it?
I like that. And you could add to it eventually, like if you wanted to, like a whole Roxanne Cyrano de Bergerac thing where you actually are telling people what to say.
Oh, that, a lot of people can't handle that skill, though. I've had a producer's voice in my ear when I was doing Emotional Mojo, a TV show, and I have to tell you, I find it difficult to hear somebody talking in my ear while I'm talking.
Oh, yeah, you end up just saying what they're saying. Yeah.
Well, which is probably what they would want in that as well, but yeah.
Okay.
So I have a cool idea. I got to tell you, I would add flashers, but perhaps a small
or
siren.
Turn signals? like, take a left here.
Honestly, wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah.
It's that way everyone knows in advance which direction you're going. You know, I love it. Great.
I like it. Okay. And I'm Greek, as you may know. And so all of the things that I do in life are about regret and revenge.
Okay.
And so I was thinking, how do I get revenge while helping people?
Oh.
Doing good is a dish best served cold.
Okay.
Right?
Got it.
Have you heard that?
No. Not so, that exact iteration,
but
no.
The ice bucket challenge, for example.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's something where you're getting revenge on other people.
Right.
Or you're causing people to have an uncomfortable experience.
Yeah, right. For a good cause.
So what we're going to do is start a new company. It's called Give Shiv. Stab back to your favorite charity. So basically what we do is come up with a plan for a charitable event in your office. So let's say your employees wanted to pit you guys against each other.
Okay.
Because your employees would never do this because they love you.
Absolutely do this.
They would never do this. But they would pit you against each other for charity. So whoever raises the least amount of money has to do something.
Okay.
They have to shave their head, or they have to wear a specific jersey or something along those lines. Yeah. So Ryan, we would shave your head.
Okay. Yeah. Frank would look the same.
He would look the same. So we would have him do something else, like do oil wrestling or something like that. But yeah, that's the idea behind it. And you guys would obviously give money so you wouldn't have to do that.
Okay.
But then the employees would also give money so you would have to. So let's say for whatever reason, Ryan, you're the least liked person out of the two. I'm not saying that's the case.
Yeah.
No one's told me this. I'm not getting any kind of Twitter messages from your employees saying that. But they might pay into it just to see you shave your head.
Yeah, they probably
and
would.
And so we're raising money.
Yep.
We come up with this plan to help people kind of, you know, pit people against each other. And that's Gift Shiv.
I like it. That's good. Yeah. That's got some
potential. Hook line.
Very good. Thanks for the callback there, Frank.
There you go.
Have you ever been out with some friends and everyone is taking turns maybe buying around? It could be donuts for the office. It doesn't necessarily have to be, obviously, drinks or something like that. And then maybe somebody welches on their responsibility. Somebody leaves too soon before it's their round. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No, but I can imagine it.
Okay, good, good. Well, because now you won't ever have to experience that again.
Awesome.
We're going to create a new app for your phone called Loud and Beer. And everyone involved in the rounds and buying a round opts in. So you all have to do it and you sign up. It's like a little mini group within the app. And so if somebody tries to bamboozle the group, everyone else takes control of their phone for 24 hours.
Oh, wow. That's not where I thought you were going with that. Okay.
Oh, where did you think I was going with that?
Well, I thought that you were going to make it so that you tied your PayPal account to this app and it automatically billed you for that round when it was your turn.
Oh, so that's a better idea. See, this is why I think you're going to be great for this. So the way I like the idea of shaming the other person into doing it.
I thought that might be where you're going with this.
Being Greek, yeah, so it's really like there's two motivations for me is revenge and regret. And so this would fall simply into the revenge column.
Okay.
So let's say the three of us, you buy a round, me and the other fellow swipe right on you. So you're good. So it's like a little bit like Tinder in terms of the basis.
Just so you know, I've been married about 20 years, so I have zero experience with Tinder. But I think you've heard the term
swipe right and swipe left. Then it's the other person, we swipe right on him. And then it's my turn, and I suddenly have to leave. So you both swipe left, of course.
Okay.
So let's do a quick role play here. You be Matt, and I'll be Locke. Because I was watching some of that last night and I was like, yeah, that'll be good. It's the day after we went out for a drink and I didn't buy the round I was supposed to. So in the first scenario, we won't have Loud and Beer as an app.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, Matt.
Locke.
How was the rest of the evening last night?
It was good, but, you know, a little tension there after you left.
What?
Yeah, well, I know that you'd had a couple of beers, but it was your turn to buy the round, and suddenly you were nowhere around.
I feel terrible. I'll get you next time. And scene. So that's what happens when you don't have the app.
Right.
Right? Like, that's a terrible conversation. You're probably never talking to Locke again.
Right. Even though he owes us a round of beers.
Yeah.
Right?
The friendship is on the rocks.
Right.
Basically. Okay. Now.
And that's a shame because Locke is a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He contributes a lot to the group.
So much. Yeah. And that's the only way that you guys can be like when you guys are playing foosball together, you can be Matt Locke as a team.
Yes, I.
So that's just a waste. Now you're going to have to find another friend named Locke in order to do that. Okay. So now same scene.
Okay.
Except Loud and Beer. Hey, Matt, listen, you've been making my phone do burping sounds all day, like in the middle of meetings and everything else. Why are you doing this? How did you get control of my phone?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I'm not sure if you've heard of this new app called, what's it called again?
Loud and Beer.
Loud and Beer, sorry.
I signed up for that last night. I didn't really.
Okay,
you guys stop doing that. Yeah. I'll buy you a beer. So then you could even.
Yeah.
Okay, scene. And you could even hold it hostage and make him pay more to get his phone freed up.
Okay.
So any other questions for that one?
No, I think I got them.
You would think that.
Yeah.
Patterns. They're everywhere. On your clothes, rugs, pillows. Anything fat. We can't go through all the fabric stuff, guys, and talk about everything that has a pattern, okay? Take it a step back. Patterns are also in movement. So a tail wagging of a cow when it's about to give birth is very different than a tail wagging for a cow.
It's a pretty weird example, but okay.
Well, because there's a company called Mucol out of Ireland, which actually puts a sensor on the cow's tail so the farmers know when the cow's going to give birth. So they know when to go out there. They're just not sitting there waiting for a calf to come out.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't check your cows every day.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Yeah.
So this is where this is a company for expert timing. So what we do is we all have sensors. We have smartphones in our pockets. We maybe have a Fitbit. We have smartwatches. So what we do is we steal everybody's personal information at your shows, all the people who are spectators. Then we steal a lot of other people's information. And we see what it's like to see them move at one of your shows. And then we look for people who move like that elsewhere. And then we target them with your music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is called Sways of the Flesh.
Oh.
Yeah. So most of the time, my bad business ideas have really good names, but are fairly terrible. Because dancing, moving around, you know, that's going to be very unique, I think, to the type of music that you're listening to and to the type of band. And so if it gets you going, if it gets you moving, you're going to like it. We're going to know.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
We're going to know.
I'm hung up on the stealing part. Can we just, can we say trick?
Trick? Oh.
Can we trick them into giving
we
us
can absolutely okay. trick
milk,
them into maybe? Giving.
Milk them into it?
Bilk.
Oh, bilk.
Yeah, you're back on the cow thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something else with
the
tail.
That's the start of the idea, Jeff. This is the end of
it. And
the
I'm lactose intolerant. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And can I ask just about dancing real quick? The whole wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. I care a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't do that. That's why. So if I come to one of your shows and I'm not waving my hands in the air, that's why.
Because you care.
Because I care.
Okay.
Hey, guys, if you're like me, and I know I am, this is idea number two now, by the way. We're not just talking about...
We segued.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
Yes. So you like buying things. You like going to you know, the membership warehouse club, the Costco and the Sam's Club.
The big box stores.
And it's all toilet paper
for
Frank.
I need 75 rolls of toilet paper at a time.
Who doesn't?
Love going and filling up a car with cubic yards of stuff that I've bought. But I don't have room for it. Right, that's the big problem.
In my tiny house,
I don't want it.
Yeah,
I don't want it. I want to downsize. I want to just buy, but I can't just buy one roll of paper towel at a time, like a sucker.
Yeah.
Until now, our new venture, Bulk Bank, will allow you to scratch that shopping itch while still not having all that stuff in your house. So what you do is you go to your Costco, you go to your membership big box store.
Okay.
You buy the, you know, cubic yards worth of stuff.
Gallon of mayonnaise.
And you take it to Bulk Bank and you leave it there and just take home whatever you need.
Okay.
And so we can either deliver it when you need it. So, I need a refill on toothpaste. I need a refill on toilet paper.
Drone delivery.
Via drones, possibly.
Or
you can just come swing by and pick it up. It's just like a regular bank.
Okay.
So, and that is a Bulk Bank.
Bulk Bank.
You got it?
So you buy stuff and then you put it somewhere else.
Right.
Got it. Lots of stuff.
But and not just like, you know, you're not just doing storage offsite with your Christmas stuff.
No, and you can't
this
put that
is the stuff
you
buy.
Yeah.
And your house is pretty much empty. Like, you look in the cabinets, there's like, nothing there, and you feel good about yourself.
I'm out of bulk beef jerky.
It's in the frozen chicken breast.
Right.
I better go get down to the bank.
Get down to the bank.
There's an app for that.
And you've already paid for it.
So yeah, it's in there.
It's there.
It's, I don't know, it's like gaining interest of some kind. Like the chicken is growing. I don't know. Something like that. Mark, we live in a foodie town. It's a great time to live in Orlando in terms of the number of different options that you have and the great, great food that we have here. The talented people.
Yeah.
The cuisine that's inspired from all over the world. You know, I know what you're thinking. We should just list them all on the air because they're all fantastic. But Mark,
every one of them.
Mark, there's just not enough time. I'm so sorry. Some other time. Okay?
Because I talked so much. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. In any case, what's the biggest problem with all the local, delicious, wonderful eateries if there's only one problem with them?
If there's only one problem with them, that we don't have enough time to try them all?
That is exactly where it's going. They're not open 24/7.
Yes, that's what I've meant.
It's 8 p.m. and you want something from 7 Bites. You can't get it unless you break in, which I'm not advocating. Mark,
7 Bites isn't open past 8 p.m.?
I think they close at 3:30.
Okay, there you go.
Midnight and you want some olive loaf from Old Hearth Bakery? Can't get it?
Yep.
Buttermilk Bakery is closed on Mondays. I can't go to Buttermilk Bakery right now. You know how angry that makes me? Not that angry. I mean, I could go somewhere else, but still, it's Buttermilk Bakery.
Yes.
Again, Mark, we can talk about all of them and their hours, but we just don't have time. So
gotcha.
Slow your roll there.
Okay.
What if there was enough time, though?
Okay.
Not to talk about them. What if we started a new subscription service, a hyper-local one here just in Orlando? So we'll go to PS for Pie. We'll go to the Juice Bar and Drunken Monkey for their suits,
of course. Yeah.
All the places. And store the deliciousness for later when subscribers are jonesing for it.
Okay.
So the idea is that, you know, we get some desserts, we get some mac and cheese, we get some soup. And as a subscriber, you'll be able to go on to maybe an app again and look at what we have for that evening or that next day when something's closed. And you'll be able to order it for delivery. So it's like I don't want to say it's like Uber Eats because it's only when you couldn't go to that store when it's not open.
So gotcha. You want something, you see there's a dessert there, you order that up. So it's subscription.
You order it in advance? Or you
no,
order
no,
it...
you just order it. Like, okay. This is our stock for the evening.
Yeah, it may not be the full menu, but right. You'll be able to get something.
This is what we have.
Your favorite restaurant.
That evening, yeah. And so you're not doing Uber Eats for McDonald's or something like that. You're getting some pretty high quality stuff.
Gotcha.
You're a subscriber, so you get, you know, you pay a certain amount every month to have access to it. And then there's a delivery and a food charge for that.
Yeah. And at some point, there's like a crowdsourcing piece of it where you recommend what items they should be stocking for the after hours, right?
Yeah, it could be like a weekly little box of something. And it would come with recommendations on how to reheat.
Right.
Because, you know, the croissant from the morning may not be as fresh. So what do you do with it?
Right.
So right now, I feel like most of these cravings will be at night. So I'm calling it Bite Owl.
I like that.
Yeah. Time will tell. Okay. There's no time like the present. Time waits for no one. Sign of the times. Time to make the donuts. What do all these things have in common?
Time.
Yes, that is correct. Good. We're so on the same page. I love this.
Same space and time?
We have a lot of organizers. So this goes back to work. We have a lot of things that organize us and calendars and, you know, my phone and my computer tell me where to be and what I have to do. And, you know, sometimes I even have reminders for birthdays. Unfortunately, I should have probably more of that. But organizing your time is not just the work-related stuff and a couple of birthdays here and there and maybe some things on the weekend. What I was thinking about recently was there are certain things in your life that you're not going to have time to do when you're older, or you're not going to have time to do because maybe it's somebody else's birthday and maybe they're getting up there in years. So I had this idea for a new type of calendaring system. It's called Cherishable Perishables. So the idea is there are certain life goals that you have, possibly. There's certain things that you may regret not doing when somebody's still around. And so the idea is that there's a certain amount of time that you have to do those things. And this would remind you, so based on maybe some information, maybe there's an interview process early on in the process, it was one of your goals. This is maybe it's to run a marathon. So, for example, my time to do that and to prepare for that is well past. I have two bad knees, one bad back, possibly two bad backs. I think my back is so bad that it actually counts for
two. You are the beast
for two. Yeah. So running a marathon, luckily, was never a goal of mine, so that I don't have to worry about that. But there might be other things. You know, what I was thinking about recently is the stories that families tell. Like, have you documented that? Do you want to document that? Is that a goal of yours? Well, when should you start? How should you be getting these reminders?
Amazing.
For these perishable items?
I had a conversation this weekend with a couple of good friends whose parents are in different levels of the end of their lives. And we were talking specifically about that concept of trying to preserve some of that and carry it forward. I think this is a delightful idea because this is an idea that puts people's priorities in front of their faces while they're living. You know, I think so often people get to the end of their lives and their regrets are about the things that they didn't do. And if we can create a system that's designed to keep their priorities in front of their faces and so that they're focused on what's most important, because so often we wander away from what's most important in our lives. I like to advise people that they make a list of the things that are most important in their lives so that they can put their lives and their time there. It's like people say, you know, you make a list of things that you grab if your house is on fire. Well, this is the list of things you grab if your life is on fire, that you know, this is what I need to get done before my life is over. And not really a bucket list so much as
some things that I want to accomplish. Yeah.
And what's most important to you? I mean, you have children. Yes. Right. Okay. You know where they fall on the spectrum of what's most important in life. And I would trust that you're getting time that you need to be with those children because they are the most important thing. But there's so many people out there, you know, I feel like seeing Cats in the Cradle, where, you know, they wander away from what's most important for other details of life that are important, but not as important. Mm-hmm. And then they end up being disappointed with the result of their own life. And I'm like, let's put our time where our values are. Let's put our time, because time is the most valuable thing I have. I think it's the most valuable thing any of us have, and how we invest that in our own existence is really important.
Well, that's where the name perishable came in, because I was thinking about that a lot, you know, in terms of, we talk about produce that way and things like that, but it's like, not only do you set the goals, I think what I have the biggest problem with is
kind of putting that into bite-sized parts.
Right.
Right. Yes, I would love to do these things, but how do I start?
Right.
How do I get a couple of...
Schedule it out.
So, well, and this is where Cherishable Perishables would come in and help you with that process.
The project manager of your life.
Yeah. I love it.
There's your tagline.
Look at that tagline. When I say monthly subscription boxes, what do you think of?
Food. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, food.
Food. Maybe some shaving stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Things like that. Yeah, it's stuff for you. It's yeah. selfish stuff, right? Like I get this in the mail.
Yeah, fun.
And maybe some clothes.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got albums. They've got vinyl that you can get.
Yeah.
I'd like to start a new subscription service, one that helps you connect with other people. We provide stationery and greeting cards every month. But not just blank stationery and greeting cards. We're going to fill them out for people. They'll already filled out, all the T's dotted, all the I's crossed. That's wrong. But the other way around. Because who has time to write things anymore? Like we were just talking about flourishes and turrets. We were talking about calligraphy. You don't have time to do that. No. When was the last time you picked up your calligraphy pen?
How long it takes to make a flourish.
Yeah. I mean,
This is the best idea.
Who has time to have feelings and any kind of cogent thoughts?
Yeah, and everyone's like, I love getting mail, but it's like, who has time for that? So
yeah,
perfect.
Let us do that for you. So we'll have different levels. So the entry level will be stuff is printed out on a computer, and so it'll be, boring.
Okay.
Second level will be typed, like on a typewriter. And then the third level, the most expensive level, will be handwritten. And so you would get that. You'd be able to send it to somebody. So here's some sample cards. Like this is what, the card sort of sentiments would have. You're wearing that hat. It's not wearing you. So that'd be one. Great job remembering that word that one time. This would be kind of, again, very posi? Short card.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? That would be one of the cards.
Question mark.
Yeah. When did you leave that party? You're so good at ghosting people.
It's kind of a
so I've also written some sample letters here, just so you get a feeling for what this is going to be. And by the way, the company is called Mailbox.
So okay.
It's a box of mail.
Perfect.
Get
That's
it?
Not
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one.
So this is a letter, sample letter. So for the letters and even for the cards, you wouldn't necessarily put a name in there, or you don't want to leave a blank either because you don't want people to think that they're getting some sort of form mail or form letter.
Right.
So you started out, sup? Listen, I wrote this because I was thinking about our fleeting time on this minuscule blue marble hurtling through pointlessly through space. Do you want to get some Thai food soon? And so here's where the art comes in. Like, what does it say at the end? For this one, your pal. And then you sign it.
Then
it's gone. Another sample letter. Howdy. I think it was Aldous Huxley who said, after silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music. I could really go for a boba. Have you ever had one? They're great.
Yeah.
So I wrote these while I was hungry. So that might be a little bit of a problem. And then the sign off would be peckishly yours.
Oh,
this is a good business
this
idea.
I am fully behind this.
Okay, so let me tell you the tagline, because I feel like you're on board, but wait for the tagline. So mailbox, better letters.
Ooh.
That, I'm sorry, I'm not done. That are unfettered.
Unfettered.
So you can be a trans... Guys, come on.
Okay.
I'm not done yet.
I didn't want to interrupt. Everyone else is trying to.
Let me start over.
Okay.
Better letters that are unfettered. So you can be a trendsetter. And the recipients won't be forgetters. And likely they also won't be Eddie Vedder. I hope they don't put it in a shredder.
All right.
That's it.
That's it. Okay. No references to leather?
Sorry.
This is why you guys would be great for this.
Lost opportunity. Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, this is still on the drawing board or table or whatever you guys use to like write stuff. Where do you write your songs? On a drawing board?
Yeah.
In hieroglyphics on a dry erase board.
We go to an antique store and we get old postcards and then we mine the words off of old postcards.
I feel like that could be a haunted situation. Do you sage the postcards?
Oh, yeah. We sage. Good. Everything's saged.
I write all my lyrics by taking clippings from magazines. So
and
it's like a...
Paste them together,
whatever the order comes out. That's a really good idea. It explains a lot of your songs. Second idea. So that was just the first idea.
Okay.
Wow.
First course, second course. Central Florida, where we live. Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of them.
They are a problem, but there's nothing we can do about them. Or can we?
Okay. I'm following.
No, we can't.
No, there's nothing to do.
The states and local authorities can. So what they're doing right now, I don't know if you heard about this, last month they started releasing the eastern mosquito fish into bodies of water here in Central Florida. And so
They eat the larva. Okay. The larvae? How do you say that? The multiple.
Larvae?
Larvae. That's good.
Possibly.
That's good. I know what you're thinking. None of this sounds like a business idea at this point, unless we're going to do an Eastern mosquito fish farm.
Yes.
Which is a great idea, but that's not what we're going to do, because you guys play the long game.
Okay.
Right? You're not into what they're doing now. You're into what are they going to do next? Because guess what? Mosquito fish, invasive species.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do we get to take care of the mosquito fish once the mosquito fish start getting out of hand?
Piranhas.
Or frogs. I think piranhas might be a step too far. I like what you're thinking. I like where your mind's
mosquito
at.
Mosquito fish eating snakes.
Or snakes. That's snakes. Great. So either way, so we find the predator, the next predator.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to start a company called predator. Food Chain.
Okay.
And what we do is find the next predator for that invasive species that we're introducing to get rid of the first invasive species.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we've got the snake. Then when the snakes, we get a bird.
Okay.
Then when the bird, we go feral cats. So we're just always one step ahead of the game because the state's going to come to us eventually and go, hey.
We got to get rid of these fish.
We got this problem. What can we do about it?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
All right. So that's Food Chain.
Do we pick a winner or do we do a pro forma on all three?
I mean, I got my calculator right here. We can.
No. Yeah. Okay. Do this. You guys. So then there's a couple of different options here. You could each take one.
Okay.
You're both successful businessmen.
Okay.
I just did the math. If we each take one, there is still one idea left untended.
Well, then somebody on the radio can get it.
All right. All right.
Well, you can't, though. No one take any of my ideas.
That's right.
On the radio.
Patent pending.
Probably shouldn't talk about this. Now, Mark, Loud and Beer. Bite Owl. Do you have any questions? Do you have any other ways to improve these ideas? Which one are you and possibly Think Creative? And happiness counts.
Right, sure.
Because both of these would make people happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. which one will you get behind, monetize, and provide all the capital for?
Well, first of all, I see value in both of these ideas.
Of course. It's the hallmark of a bad business idea.
Bite Owl, I have a hard time with because since I tend to work out early in the morning, I'm typically in bed by 8 o'clock. So I have no, I usually don't run into that problem.
Gotcha,
okay, maybe 8 is a little bit early, but but thereabouts. But I can imagine, especially with my teenage kids understanding how that would be a thing. You know, they have a much different schedule than I have.
Okay, guys, you have a choice to make. As a band, individually, it's up to you. Mailbox, Specter Connector, or Sways of the Flesh.
This is.
So we make one united decision here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think having all three of you, just like for the Dixon Ticonderoga thing, it makes sense for all three of you to work on the same thing because that is the power of three.
Can we count to three and then say the number of the one we pick at the same time?
Okay, or second or third?
Yeah.
First
okay.
being
I'll
mailbox.
Say one, two, three.
And then we'll.
One is Mailbox, two is Specter Connector, and three is Sways of the Flesh. I like this because it really determines whether or not this band is going to stay together.
This is going to make or break us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
One.
Two.
One.
What did Jeff say?
He said one.
Yeah.
One, one.
I'm two. Oh, man.
Okay.
I'm already designing the sticker sheet for the mailbox thing in my mind. I already have a set of stickers to go
mailbox.
With.
Mailbox.
No
what
one
do
wants.
Like, what do you like better about the Specter Connector?
I mean, with the mailbox, you don't get to go in anyone's house.
A key point. You're just mailing stuff. The mail goes in their house, but you do not.
Yes.
Okay. Literally, that's the reason I don't want to do it. I don't want to go in anyone's house.
I'm afraid of what I might find in people's houses.
There's all these employees, too. We got to manage people.
Yeah, it's
just, that's true.
This is a lot of work.
We need to start
one is
small.
Like, we could just hang out in the garage.
You could do number one from the road.
You could do number one from the road.
We're trying to set ourselves up for success here.
All right.
Guys,
well,
that's
a
pee joke that I just...
Oh, you could do number one.
Oh, dear.
This is the radio, Jeff.
Oh, boy. Real.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, I think it's early enough that we can do pee jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fine. I just pitched an idea called Specter Connection. It has us going into people's houses and
have
pretending we're ghosts.
Too many people?
Yeah, I think we're good. No. I think we're okay. Cherishable perishables on one side or woke signals.
Cherishable perishables.
That's the one you're going with.
That's the one I'm going for. Right. I actually think that's a marketable idea. I think I could get behind that and tell that story, and other people would buy into it.
Okay, well, great, because you have to do that now. As I mentioned, you're legally obligated. I should also mention that by listening, everybody who's listening is obligated not to steal either one of those ideas.
Yeah, that was...
Well, I guess you could take woke signals. If you want to take it and give me credit for it and profits, that's fine.
Beautiful thing.
You could do that.
You have put it out there, copyright stamp. Boom.
Perishable Perishables is yours. I mean, it's mine. You're going to run it. I'm going to profit and not be legally obligated or responsible for anything that happens
like
with it.
Seems like a one-sided relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm up
yeah.
for that. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, we're having a two-sided relationship right now.
Right.
It will. And now that's ended.
I think I'm going to get behind the first one.
Loudon Beer.
I don't know why I can't remember that name. But
yeah, it's not like it's very catchy or, you know, a cliched phrase that yeah, I chose
it's,
for that
it's
reason.
It's neither of those things. Yeah, I think Loudon Beer, that's something, yeah, I think that there are a lot of people who struggle with that, with having someone not pay for their round. So I think that's the one.
Okay, so are you going to go the embarrassing route, or are you going to go the PayPal route, which I think is genius?
Genius may be overstating things, unless you're my mother, but... I don't know why she keeps coming into this conversation, probably because I saw her yesterday.
It could be the reason.
And yes. I'm not really a shaming kind of guy, you know. I don't think I don't personally like to be shamed. See, that's part of it. I'm afraid that I might be that guy.
Might end up accidentally
and I don't want, you know, my cell phone burping all day while I'm in meetings trying to conduct very, very important business.
Sure. Just throw your phone out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So which one you guys got to choose? You could choose the same one. You both could be on board. This could be the new net conversion project. Your employees are waiting at work to create the website for one of these, I would imagine.
I'm saying food chain. It's got government money involved. I mean, we all know that's a big opportunity.
Yeah.
You took food chain for me, so I'm going to be different. I'm going to give the Shiv. I think there's a lot
give
of
Shiv.
Give Shiv. I'm going to go Give Shiv.
All right. I like that.
Just be different than Frank.
Well, I like because we can funnel some of the profits towards Give Shiv to get it off the ground and vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Feeding the process.
Right.
Because what's the better charity than making bigger, badder predators, right? To save the world.
I can't think of
Or destroy the world eventually, right? You save the world until the point where you destroy it because the dinosaurs rule.
It's such a fine line. It is such a fine line that we're not here to measure that. This is just an entertaining radio show.
That's right.
And those are all of the bad business ideas from July 2017. Special thanks to Mark Fried, Katrina, Jeff, and Gabron from Expert Timing, Frank Vertoli, Bob Kodges, and Ryan Fitzgerald. And thank you for listening. If you'd like to steal any of these ideas, please note that Nick would technically be your boss. You don't want that. Not that he's my boss, he just tells me what to say once a week. Wait, the script literally just said to say that. What's happening? Is this real life?
Did you have any bad business ideas you wanted to pitch to me?
We have one, and it's was a real idea before net conversion. Frank, in his wisdom, actually, I think this was the first idea Frank ever sat down and talked to me about, and I actually did a pro forma on it to make sure, to let him know that
there's no way it would work.
But it was chickens on the fly. And basically, it was delivery rotisserie chickens to your home every night.
So this was pre-drones, pre-internet.
This is pre-Uber Eats. This is like 2001, 2002.
This was leave work, stop by Publix to get a chicken, some bread, sides for dinner, and wait in line for like 40 minutes. And the whole time you're waiting, thinking about why couldn't someone just schedule delivery to my house and have this waiting for me?
In this time in Frank's life, this was a big deal. Like, I don't know what he was doing after work, but apparently he'd stop by Publix and get mojo chicken for dinner.
Well, he's addicted to the chicken.
Just get the chicken.
Yeah.
And he would take it. He said, everybody wants this.
Everyone wants this.
Until how much is a rotisserie chicken?
Yeah. Ryan did the performance and said, what's a chicken cost?
You know, like a few bucks,
yeah.
Six,
and how much are you selling it for? Like, are you even doubling your money? Now, let's talk about a van, delivery fees, all that.
Right.
The logistics weren't there.
But so unless you do rotisserie in the van itself.
We talked about that. That could be good.
There's some danger.
Yes.
There is a lot of danger in that.
Hot box.
Yeah. That's a whole nother idea.
That's a great name for it.
Yeah, that's a great name for it.
Chickens on the fly
is the name. And our clientele could be wanting chickens.
The logo would be like a rotisserie bird
on the fly, because you know what, it's kind of a play on words, because chickens don't fly.
Wait.
Chickens
stop.
Don't
okay.
fly.
So food chain,
yeah.
we're going to have to create some flying chickens as one of the predators. I mean, eat them too.
It's, yes. it's the ultimate predator.
Yeah.
And what the thing is, who doesn't want some bunch of flying chickens? Not only are they going to get rid of the predators or whatever, the invasive species, but they're probably tasty.
Delicious.
Very delicious.
A lot of.
Because they're eating all these mosquito fish.
Well, and then you got, you know, the wings are obviously going to be bigger. So that, you know, that wing, you get a lot more meat off the wing.
Extra, I love it.
Extra buffalo chicken wings.
Let's take this offline before everybody steals this idea that's listening currently.